What up, y'all? It's your boy West Coast Rail here to talk about some new music. Now, today I finally listened to Drake's new album, Scorpion, and I'm gonna give you some news about it, tell you what I think about the album. I'm gonna give you some songs that I like from this album. Now, I have about 15 songs that I like. I think this album is a double album. I believe it's 25 tracks long. I got about 15 tracks. That's a good album to me. The songs that I like are Elevate, God's Plan, I'm Upset, of course, 8 out of 10, Mob Ties, Can't Take a Joke, Talk Up featuring Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z also mentioned that, you know, he lost him 90 bricks, so I think that's a very good song for the culture. Is There More, Jaded, which is a very underrated track, I do love, That's How You Feel, In My Feelings, Don't Matter to Me, featuring the late and great Michael Jackson, dope record. And After Dark, featuring Static Major, Ty Dolla $ign, and, you know, including Drake. So overall, I'm gonna give this album, I say I give it a 9 out of 10. I believe it's a very good quality album. Drake did his thing, coming back from that whole Pusher T beef, not responding, but responding with an album. I think tops everything. This album is an incredible body of work. You know, it's what we come to expect. I don't expect anything less from Drake but quality music. I think he's on top of his game this entire summer. For the rest of the summer, it's going to be Drake summer. So pretty sure you're going to hear about, he's probably going to at least draw 6 singles from this album. So, you know, whatever 6, I hope all 6 of them are from this list that I just gave off to you guys. I would think that, you know, it'll be a smash hit. I don't know how many platinum, you know, he wants to go platinum. He'll do that with ease. I just think that, you know, Drake is really showing y'all who he is. You know, he gave you a lot. He gave you a lot of bars and a lot of information with this album. And I appreciate it wholeheartedly. To give y'all some other things, you know, Young Bands dropped I think he dropped the EP, maybe even a mixtape. It's called Young Bands Volume 5. And my homeboy Mozzie out there in Sacramento dropped a song called Pure in the Pack. So, you know, with this segment, you know, I'm going to definitely give you updates on albums and some singles out there that you all might like. I know I liked it. I'm just here to share it with y'all. Thank you for listening. What up, y'all? It's your boy, West Coast Rail. Today's segment, I'm going to talk about where the hell LeBron James is going. All signs to me, looks like he's going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Not a bad move, not a bad place to live. It is expensive, but hey, it's still California and LA. Now, he has some other choices to go to. People would have loved to see him in Philly, Houston, any place but Golden State, I know that much. But to be honest with you, I would have loved to see him either go to Houston or Philly. I think those are two better spots than the Los Angeles Lakers right now. If LeBron James is there, they're going to be in the Western Conference Finals next year. I don't care who else is in the West. I really don't care. There's nothing they can do. The Lakers are also trying to get Kawhi Leonard, which I think would be awesome. Kawhi and LeBron, I think they're going to be a very great defensive team with those two in the lineup, period. Whether the Lakers can pull off getting Kawhi, who knows? We'll see. But other than that, LeBron James is definitely going to leave Cleveland, which he should. J.R. Smith cost him the finals. No, not really. J.R. didn't cost him the finals. They were going to lose regardless, but at least they could have got one game. But he definitely needs to leave Cleveland, get the hell out of Dodge, go somewhere else, attempt to win a championship. Now, this is his third time. You know, technically his third team. I mean, he was at Cleveland. He left Cleveland to go to Miami, came back to Cleveland, and now he's about to go to the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't really see him being the GOAT because he had to switch teams, you know, a time too many. So he'll never beat Jordan in my mind, and that, you know, just because of that alone, and, you know, not even talking about the finals record, which I think LeBron James can get one more ring, and then that's it. He won't reach five. He won't reach six for sure. So he has to go ahead and go to the Lakers, and hopefully they can win one championship, and that's all he needs to do, in my opinion. He will be up there in that Mount Rushmore if he can just win one more championship. Do I think this is good for the NBA? I think this is good for the Eastern Conference. I think that LeBron James leaving the East, and now the Eastern Conference has to fight with, you know, a bunch of scrubs. And not really scrubs, but you take LeBron James out of the East, and no one thinks that the East is going to win a championship. No team from the East. That's how people really feel. Not knowing that Kyrie Irving is coming back for Boston, and Philadelphia is just loaded with talent, with young talent, hungry young talent, which I think that they will surpass their expectations next year. I think it's going to be Philly and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's all I want to see. So with that being said, hopefully LeBron James said Friday he was going to let us know where he's going. Right now in Las Vegas is 8:09. I don't have any ESPN updates of where LeBron James is going right now. So I hope it's LA. If it's anywhere else, you know, I'll let you guys know. You'll be the first to know. I want to thank you for listening to West Coast Rail podcast show. Once again, I talk about sports, music, and movies, period. I don't get into too much politics. I will talk about, you know, some of these recent racist talks, you know, about, you know, these people calling the police on us for no reason. I will dive into that every once in a while, but my main subject will be sports, music, movies. Thank you for listening. Tune in. I will always have a segment. I'll at least give you at least three segments a week talking about random things in music, movies, and sports. Thank you for listening.